In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
In today's beautiful epistle, the Apostle Paul offers a powerful word about time. He urges, he exhorts the faithful in Ephesus to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The days are evil. Life is short. And this is something we must remember, he insists, something we must feel in the depths of our hearts. We must understand somehow how precious is the time allotted to us. The other day, I pulled up some pictures of my own mother with my children from about 5 years ago. And you know how it is. When we see those old pictures, it suddenly brought before us how incredibly fast the time passes. Now, sometimes we think, maybe often, that to reflect on time's passage is to reflect on something sad, something that leads to gloomy thoughts, or even perhaps towards anguish. But it is not at all like that, or at least it shouldn't be. To the contrary, for a Christian, each moment and every minute brings us closer to eternity. And it should lead us to ask, in a positive sense, how am I preparing for that? After all, we are only guests here on earth. Guests for a brief span of time, a very brief period, arising from a mystery and returning in the end back into a mystery. Our children, they are not ours, but the Lord's. Our grandparents, or perhaps even our parents, where have they gone? Yet Jesus Christ has revealed to mankind that this brief life is not absurd, nor is it at all insignificant. Rather, it's of great significance for us, for it is the school of eternity, in which our person, our conscience, and God Himself within us is formed, grows, and matures. How frightening it is for someone who wastes his time, spending it on an abyss of trivialities, on miserable or insignificant things. For such a person turns around one day only to find out that his life has already passed, and this much more quickly than he thought, and that he spent it in petty concerns, on empty, fruitless chatter, in things perhaps not even worth remembering. Time passes, brothers and sisters. It cannot be turned back even for a second. And that's why the apostle today implores us to redeem it, not to waste it, not to spend it on idle works and with useless words. Each minute is a gift of God. Each is precious. On the other hand, any given hour may cost a person their eternal life. In working with prison inmates, I would sometimes hear them recall a single hour of their lives, sometimes from 40 years ago, that changed everything. Stopping to consider the mystery of time and the fleetingness of life invites us to treat life and our responsibilities and everything around us differently. It invites us to take care, knowing that soon, perhaps even very soon, we will in a sudden moment be gone and be called to account. There's a powerful principle which our Neptic fathers speak about. It states that one should never put off the work of repentance for a single day. One must never say, "Tomorrow I will wake up and start to repent for this or for that." Always, always, if a sin or some deficiency is on our conscience, begin to repent today. For spiritually speaking, tomorrow never comes. Spiritually, we act now or never. Spiritually, tomorrow never arrives. And I'll tell you a secret. Our fathers also teach that if we begin a work of repentance from the heart, moving our heart in some way toward Christ, that he immediately credits us as if we've already accomplished the whole work. So the time to open our hearts, to make a change, to rekindle prayer, is right now. Small children know this lesson innately, which is why they're not, probably why, they're not the best planners. But it's also why they rarely, if ever, let the sun go down on their anger. They deal with life as it happens. They're in a hot fight in one moment, then sincerely repenting and asking forgiveness 3 minutes later. And 10 minutes later, the whole matter, poof, it's forgotten. They don't act like that, brothers and sisters, because they're immature. It's because they're holy. Love, St. Paul writes, keeps no record of wrongs. It is said of Abipimen, we read in the Desert Fathers, that every day he made a new beginning. This principle of immediacy, as we might call it, is what it means to redeem the time. Move now, today, start again every morning. When we do so, we lose all cause, all justification, and all need for despondency. St. Paisio says, those who find the way of humility advance in the spiritual life quickly, steadily, and without effort. You've heard me share that quote before, but listen to what he says next. Real humility always brings hope, not desperation. Despair is brought about by egotism, because the egotist depends upon himself, while the humble person hopes upon the mercy of God. When each day begins with a holy purpose, and hope in God, and not the baggage of yesterdays or yesteryears, sorrows or failures, when we stop wildly pursuing every which thing, but put first the one thing needful, and rearrange all else in light of that, we are walking circumspectly and redeeming the time. Remaining mindful of what is to come should serve to encourage and to strengthen us, keeping us from losing heart, from becoming lazy or negligent, from falling into idleness or pettiness or utter insignificance. This is why monks sometimes keep a skull around. Lay Christians in centuries past often did the same, adding a sign saying, "Memento mori," remember death. Remember, so as to stand aright in a self-collected manner, so as to live for love, laboring for what is good, understanding that the moment we pass from this life, the time for change and growth is decisively at an end. St. Paisios, again, after peering into the mystery of death, made this comment about what he observed. How many souls, upon leaving this life, yearn with immense longing for even a single moment to repent. But it is too late. Close quote. Time is truly precious, so let us each keep a firm rule to treat it reverently. As we work, work. As we pray, pray. And as we rest, rest. But no thing should be done senselessly. The expression, "I'm just killing time," is a frightening one. Time is life. And if we waste it, we waste our potential to grow in life. So let us take stock this morning, brothers and sisters, and be sure that there are not ways in which we're idling in vanity or idling in sadness or in hardness of heart or in futility. When St. Paul teaches, redeem the time for the days are evil, his words teach us to distinguish what is important from what's unimportant. What is important is what makes us human. The qualities we'll carry with us from this short life to the other side. For we carry nothing from life except our own selves, who we have become. The state of the soul when it leaves this life is the state it carries to eternity. Our fathers say, as many of you will know, that the only possessions we can take with us from this life, despite all of the many treasures that the Egyptian kings and others would have buried with them, right? The only possessions we can take with us from this life are the virtues. So let us be rich in them and not in what passes away. This is what is important. And everything else should be rearranged and disciplined to serve that end. We eat, we clothe ourselves, we work, not to become wealthy or to have a lavish table or to store up treasure on earth, but only in order to serve the growth of our spirits. And without this goal, what should serve our growth actually comes to hinder and to stop it. Brothers and sisters, as our Holy Father, Hermann of Alaska, has said, from this day, from this hour, and this minute, let us strive to love God above all and to seek to fulfill his holy will, that we may soon enough enter the great and mystical eighth day of the unending glory of God. Amen.